I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, three members of the Knoxville volleyball team who are South Central Conference champions outright: Sienna Scott, Mariah Rebarger, and Aislinn Prevo. Aislinn being the senior, I'll start with you. I know you haven't played a lot, but you finally got in on senior night. What was that like? First of all, congratulations, but what was that like? Just, you know, being injured all season, but finally getting to play a little bit.
Yeah, so getting in finally, getting to play, it was really exciting, but also very challenging with my mental health and physical health, because after the first set, my ankle started hurting, and I decided to take myself out for the better of the team.
You have won now this school year two conference team championships, and if we go back to the calendar year, that's two tennis and one volleyball. How do you like that? I mean, that, you know, got a lot of places on your mantle for that.
Yeah, a lot of medals for the graduation party.
Well, Sienna, congratulations to you too. You've been a force up front all season long. What's that been like to be, you know, kind of that important piece of the puzzle there?
It's been really great. We've worked a lot on it at practice, so it's been really fun.
And Mariah, kind of your first year in varsity, and I think the girls really enjoy having you up there because you can get up there and just bomb away at some of those other teams.
Yeah, I mean, I can, thanks to my setter in my back row.
What has that been like for you to get in first-time varsity and, you know, just kind of get used to the, you know, whole rotation and everything?
It's definitely been like a big leap since my freshman year being on JV. It's like a different experience, especially getting to get closer with some of the girls, and a lot of the memories you make on varsity, they're very memorable, and you'll never forget them.
True.
And Sienna, you were nodding there. You know, Coach makes this a fun experience for everybody. You know, what's been probably the most fun thing, you know, about this season as a whole?
Definitely the locker room before the games and just getting excited with everyone.
Does it get pretty hype in there?
Yeah. Today we had LED lights all throughout the locker room for the senior night.
Aislinn, what's that like in the locker room? Just getting everybody just ready to go for everything.
Yeah, so making sure that we have the hypest playlist possible, making sure everyone's dancing around in the circle, make sure everyone's dancing and everything.
Well, you are on the dance team, so do you choreograph some of those?
No, I just let the girls do whatever they want.
Okay, good senior leadership there. Now, Mariah, you get a little hype on the floor too. You kind of do a little dance after some of your blocks or some of your kills. You know, where did that come from?
It actually came from a TikToker. What was his name?
Sexy Dexy.
And it's just kind of been like my thing ever since, and I think it's fun, and it definitely brings the team up. It brings me up too.
Well, let's kind of look forward here. We know what your path is to Iowa City or in Coralville. You play Carlisle first round. You know, what do you have to do? And I'm going to go down the line here. What do you have to do, first of all, Sienna, to, you know, get those wins? You know, get past Carlisle, more likely Pella, and those steps.
I think our biggest thing will be our energy and talking, because when we have fun and have a lot of energy while we play a lot better.
Mariah, what about you? What's the big key to, you know, getting through postseason and getting on a long run?
Probably our mindset a lot. Like, especially when we go into Pella, it's going to be hard, but we all have to understand, like, even though they are a hard team, that we can be better too. And being able to stay up the whole time, like, they're going to have good hits and so are we. I think that's definitely going to be a big one, is coming back up from those downs.
Aislinn, what about you? What's the big key for getting a good run in postseason?
Yeah, I would have to agree with Sienna. I think having a lot of energy, especially on the bench, like when the team is like down, everyone on the bench should have energy to hype the people up that are playing.
And the bench gets a little up as well. They have do some certain things. Does that kind of keep you girls in the game too? When you look over the bench and you say, okay, they're standing, they're cheering for us too.
Yeah, when Skylar does her ace cheer, it just makes everyone more excited.
All right, Saturday, you've got your own tournament here. You don't have to get on the bus to go anywhere. That's usually a fun day, and you're going to play a lot of teams that you don't really see a lot of. What's that going to be like to look across the net, see like a Ballard or Creston or even a Decorah, for crying out loud, that's coming all the way down here?
I think that we just have to keep our mindset right and know that it's not going to be like the teams that we've been playing in our conference.
How key is that, Mariah, to play some of the bigger schools just before you get into postseason, some of these 4A schools? And because here on out, it's 4A schools from here till the end of season.
I think it'll definitely benefit us, especially playing teams that are like bigger and better, because we've had a lot of like kind of lighter teams throughout the conference, and getting these tournaments and getting those reps will probably get us more prepared for state and to play Pella.
And Iceland, your final home match, or you know, what's that going to be like for you?
Yeah, it's going to be very emotional, very sad to end playing my volleyball season here, but thankful that it happened.
All right, Iceland Prevo, Mariah Rieberger, Sienna Scott, congratulations again. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.